BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Entrusted. Quote, again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his property to them. So begins Jesus' parable of the talents, as recorded in Matthew 25, verses 14 through 30. The main issue Paul has been addressing for three chapters, Jesus cleverly presents in one brilliant, easy-to-grasp parable. Apostle Paul concludes his theological dissertation, quote, so then, men ought to regard us as servants of Christ and those entrusted with the secret things of God. Verse 1. Paul again calls himself a servant entrusted by God with secret things. He first wrote of this in verses 6 through 10. Excuse me. I was preoccupied with having to cough, and I tried to hold it off. The mysterious secret is the gospel which God made known through the Spirit to the apostles and the prophets, that the Gentiles would be saved along with the Jews through Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 16, verses 25 and 26, and Ephesians chapter 3, verses 4 through 6, and 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. This is what God entrusted to all his people, the message of Christ Jesus, the Savior crucified, died, buried, and risen from the dead. Filled with the Spirit, Paul's next statement is important for the church to heed. Quote, now it is required that those who have been given a trust must be faithful. Excuse me. For it is also the conclusion and warning of Jesus' parable. Quote, for everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have even what he has will be taken from him. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. Matthew 25, verses 29 through 30.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.